get me COVID vaccination. You know, they didn't believe I was 50. On good news, the Carlton Football Club is also delighted that Virgin Australia has extended its partnership with the club until the end of 2024. The new agreement means that Virgin will continue as a platinum partner of both clubs AFL and the AFLW programs, and as a presenting partner of the Carlton President's Club, which provides Carlton leading corporate match day experiences. So that's a really good get for, because it was a little bit up and down there for a while and it wasn't quite sure.
Especially the aviation
industry.
Yeah, especially with what's been going on. It was, and, you know, being a major sponsor, they're going always going to be hard to find another one so quick. So it's good that they come to the party and signed up again. Most of the news today, look, I found a very interesting interview with Liam Jones.
That's good, wasn't it?
I didn't realise it was as serious and as bad as it was the time that he got concussion. And they've only interviewed him this week because he plays his 150th AFL game. Look, he was in a fairly bad way. They flew his dad down, and they had a lot of tests done. For about 14 days after he had that concussion, he couldn't get out of bed. Couldn't get up. He was really in a pretty bad way by the sounds of things. And it come down to, they had to have all these tests done. And it come to the big day when his dad went with him. And, basically he was on the verge of being told to retire from AFL footy. So, look, with him, look, he come to us as a forward, frustrated us as a forward, but the last year, 2 years, he's turning into one of the best backmen out there.
He's been great for us the last few
games.
So
he's been fantastic. So for what he's gone through with the concussion and almost having to pull the pin to playing his 150th game, congratulations, Liam.
And then his mother as well passing away.
Yeah.
His mother passing away.
Oh, really?
He missed a game. He missed a game.
I didn't know that.
Yep. It was about a year and a half, 2 years ago,
I think. He obviously didn't actually look at the interview.
Oh, maybe.
No, I did. Nothing came up about that.
Okay. It was,
it was about 18 months ago, I think.
It's a remarkable story. Like, for me, like, when I watch him, he puts a smile on your face because he leaves it all out there.
He has
a right old crack.
He's definitely a backman, not a forward.
Yeah.
And I love to see him having some success out there.
Oh,
it's good
to see, isn't it?
It's fantastic. On the injury news, some big inclusions hopefully tomorrow. Jack Silvani looms as a likely inclusion for the injured Mitch McGovern, who has come out and...
He was
starting to look good on Sunday. There was glimpses of what he's actually... You got a feel for him.
Yep.
I hope we persevere with him because seeing what... So hopefully he's going to be okay. So
any news on Tom DeConning and Newman?
If you just give me a bit of time.
Come on.
I've just started the injuries, all right? Zach Williams will be back. Paddy Dow is also a big chance to play. They're also saying that De Koenig and what's his name?
Newman.
Nick Newman.
Your favourite
player. I have a problem with Nick Newman,
don't I?
Your
favourite player, mate.
There is talk that they could make a surprise inclusion tomorrow, but more than likely will play another game in the twos.
I would love to see Tom De Koenig.
We've
been talking about him for weeks. Come on.
Awesome.
He played really well last week.
Yeah. So just a little bit of an update on the rest of them. Jack Carroll with the finger, they expect him to slot back and play a full game this week in the twos. Paddy Dow with the eye, they've monitored it all week and should be okay. Brody Kent with his foot, he seems to be going pretty well, which is, and hopefully after the bye, which is about 2 to 3 weeks away, he shouldn't almost be ready to play. Jack Martin with his knees, around about 2 to 3 weeks. Mitch McGovern, about 8 to 10, unfortunately. Mark Murphy will test, and they'll see how he comes up. Sam Phillip, he's been ruled out till after the bye. Jack Silvani should play, and Zach Williams should play. And another big thing, good thing, is that Charlie Curnow is back training with the rehab group and looks really good.
Oh, running.
Good. Come on, Charlie.
Yeah, so...
So do you think after the bye maybe or a bit later? Well, Charlie?
I seen snippets of him running. He doesn't look too bad. He looks pretty fit.
Yeah, I still think they won't take any chances.
I wouldn't risk him. No. No.
Mate, if he's ready, bring him in.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, thank you for that, Craig. Well, Jesse, now you must have a good review of this game against the Bombers from last Sunday, mate.
It was good, wasn't it? Like, we just needed that win. I did come out and say last week if I thought if we were fair dinkum, we'd win the next three. So we've knocked one off the list, so two to go from here. But, look, without getting too carried away with everything, I feel we still conceded 100 points, so we've got a big area there to grow.
Sorry to jump in. Didn't we concede something like 80-odd points from
turnovers?
So, yeah, I think we're the worst. I think we're one of the worst sides for making the opposition forcefully turn over the ball as well, or forced errors.
Yep.
However, look, to win by 16 points, it would have been lovely to walk away with a 30 or 40-point win and really bury them, but wasn't to be. Our ball use was, I felt, was a lot better than what it was against... Well, against Brisbane, it was like it wasn't as bad, but against Port Adelaide, it was shocking.
Yep.
We used the ball a lot better. We lowered our eyes, I noticed, yep. You know, hit up targets, hitting people, taking marks inside 50, which was good. I feel bad for, like, Dow and McGovern, like we just touched on. Like, Dow started a house on fire.
He was looking good too, Dow, wasn't he?
He had four clearances, six touches, 125 metres gained. He looked really, really good. McGovern, like, got in there, had the little shirt front sort of thing.
He actually flexed a bit of muscle,
yeah,
McGovern.
Yeah, and then to put that chase down, like, it shows that he cares. And I think that's what we want to see. We want to see people care when they play in the Carlton jersey.
Correct.
Walsh was a star, wasn't he?
Oh.
This kid is just a jet.
He's so good.
How good is he?
How good is that little sell the candy, shake and bake, and then little check side through the middle.
But just the footy brain. Like, he doesn't even have to think. It just comes so naturally to the bloke. He's
Western Victorian boy, what do you expect?
They pointed out on the couch and stuff his running the lines and his patterns and the way he runs. And there's just people that the other opposition players, they can't keep up with him.
No.
Kerno was really good, strong. Cunningham in the midfield. We've been crying out for something. Bit of dash, bit of clean, bit of polish.
Yep.
His two goals, he's having a good run against Essendon at the last year or so.
And wasn't it good to hear Adam Saad get booed so often?
How good. Yeah, and that goal.
Yeah.
That was awesome. You could see Pitonet with a little dinky one around the corner and launched it. And then Cripps Sealer. It wasn't his day. But he took his moment, and that's what we want to see.
Definitely.
What about Merritt? Tackle him, mate. Stop dreaming how far he's run.
He couldn't catch him.
No, he couldn't catch him. Maybe he was putting on a shepherd. Maybe there's something.
Maybe he was a shepherd.
Maybe it's because Merritt.
Getting ready for next year
when he plays in the Navy Blue, possibly. Yeah. Who knows? So he's just trying to put some blocks in for Cripper, give him the space. But overall, Weeder's 100th game, we got the win. Happy days.
Yeah, well done. Thanks for that, Jesse.
Eddie Betts,
honourable mention, definitely. How good. And Owies.
Yeah. Owies was great. And my Parks.
We could go on and on.
Yeah, but
it's time now to go for a break and a few words from our sponsors. And when we return, we cross live to WA Blues Chairman Adam Briggs. Go Blues.
WA Blues are the official Western Australia supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues play live. For more information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues!
Hey Blue Baggers, Patrick Cripps and Darcy Vessio here from the Carlton Football Club.
Are you in the market for a new car?
Carlton's co-major partner Hyundai offers Blues members up to $1,000 cash back on any new Hyundai vehicle purchase.
For over 25 years, Hyundai has driven our club forward as a co-major partner, supporting us as players as well as you, our members.
From the Kona to the Palisade is a Hyundai vehicle to suit every Blue Bagger.
The Carlton cashback offer is available across all Hyundai dealerships in WA, so let us and Hyundai steer you in the right direction.
Terms and conditions apply. Head to www.carltonfc.com.au/Hyundai to find out more.
Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online and your competitors are stealing your customers. It's okay. TechTiger can help.
For professional web design, digital marketing, and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au. Tech Tiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor.
With over 20 years of experience, let Blair Buckingham, your master framer, help make your memories lasting ones with his framing expertise. An extensive range of products assures you will find what you're looking for at Master Picture Framers. Fast friendly service and professional custom framing in all aspects answers all of your framing inquiries. Our display of original artwork is always available in our showroom, and Blue Baggers displaying their 2021 membership card can receive a 20% discount on all framing. Master Picture Framers Cannington. Come see us today.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your WA Blues. Now it's time to cross live to WA Blues Chairman Adam Briggs. Good morning, Adam, and welcome to Breakfast with the Blues.
Morning, Chris. Thanks very much. How are we all?
We're very
good,
well,
thanks,
mate.
Adam. How are you?
Good, thanks, Adam.
Mate, Adam, before I let the panel ask you a few questions, mate, how did you become a Blues supporter?
Oh, I don't think there's any other thing, really, is there? But,
no, there's not.
It was a bit of a story. I come from WA originally, so born up in Dampier and spent my early childhood in WA, but we moved across to Sydney when I was a young tacker, and I was up there when South Melbourne moved up to the Sydney Swans. They were a very hard team to support in those days. We used to watch a lot of the VFL football in those days, and the only thing you could watch being a kid from WA, had no idea what rugby league was. And so used to see a lot of the great teams play. Now, when we came back across the country, we spent a bit of time in Melbourne. My old man's work took him through Melbourne. And we stayed in Princes Park, so pretty much right across the road from where the Carlton Football Club is located. So, you know, the guys, it wasn't long, but I remember thinking, wow, you know, I'm right across the road from where all these great players, I mean, we're talking late 70s, early 80s, so, you know, Wayne Harms, Mark McClure, Marku, Peter Bezusto, like, you know, great. They were a powerful club at the time. And just, you know, it's a memory that I, even though it was a short time, that I, you know, stays with me. So I remember watching those guys kick the footy around and, you know, train and that sort of thing. So when I came back across the country, I still used to watch the VFL, and me and a mate of mine just followed Carlton when we watched the VFL and followed the other teams and watched the Waffle. But by the time Eagles or Dockers came into the competition, I was already red blue. So, yeah, that's it. Not too complicated, but, yeah, just a supporter since a young fella, and there's no changing once you're on the team, I think.
Mate, good to hear you stuck fat. I'll throw you over to Craig.
Everyone looks better in navy blue, Adam.
That's correct.
Don't ever forget it. Mate, just...
Morning, Craig. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm excellent.
With the WA Blues, when did they begin and how did it actually form?
Well, look, it's obviously been in several hands as far as there's been a lot of caretakers over the years, but it's actually been going for like 28 years. So,
really?
It's probably one of the longest running supporter groups you know, in the country. So, I mean, originally it was just a group of people who got together to watch the footy, much like we do now, but they weren't official, they weren't recognised by the Carlton Football Club, so they used to get together and try and put functions together in places, I believe. In the early days, they did a few at the Brass Monkey, which we've been back to a couple of times, for away functions, still a great place to watch the footy. And then I think in about 1994, they decided they got a few people together who were interested in becoming a committee. And they all gathered at the Carlton Hotel, which, you know, if it was in better shape nowadays, it would be a great place for us every now and again to go and watch the footy as well. But they all met at the Carlton Hotel and had a, you know, an informal election to elect a steering committee. And then got in touch with the club and made it official. So got in touch with the Carlton Football Club and made it official. like I said, it's been in several hands since then. There's been many caretakers over the years. Some of the ex-chairmen, ex-presidents we know and are still really close with. But, you know, they've been at several locations. So in the early days, they used to meet at the Swan Districts, Swan District Football Club, at gatherings for the committees. They met at Cascade Tavern, going back. The Odin, it's a bit, I'm a bit unclear on what happened in those years up to probably, I think they used to meet at, well, the Odin was the last one that I went to. Yeah, basically, nowadays it's a tier one supporter group, recognised by the current football club and supported by the football club. It's grown a lot over the years, but yeah, that's about it.
Morning, Brixie. Mel here. How you doing?
G'day, Mel. How you doing?
Yeah, good. What's the motivation and the rationale behind the supporters network group, and what does it stand for?
Like I said, it hasn't. Primarily, we exist just to, you know, I don't think that's changed much. But primarily, we exist to just provide a safe and enjoyable space for all the WA Blue Baggers who love their footy clubs to get together and watch the footy and enjoy each other's company. I mean, that's the primary goal. What we stand for, like I said, it's a safe, inclusive space so that everybody can come down and enjoy it. And, you know, secondary to that, it's to raise funds for the club. So we always try to get together, the committee try to work together, as you guys know, who are all part of the committee at certain stages. Get together, we run raffles, we run auctions, whatever we can to try and generate funds, which we try and give back to the club in several ways. In the last year, for example, we've managed to give 5K to Carlton Respect, which is a great community program that promotes, you know, gender equality and to prevent violence against women. We're now proud platinum sponsors of Zach Fisher and proud sponsors of Grace Egan, both great players and, you know, just generally great citizens. So really proud to be supporting them. It's a great way to give back to the club. That's about all I've got, Mel. Does that answer the question?
It does indeed, Brixie. I've actually got my Respect Round shirt on as we speak.
Yeah. Great word.
Morning, Adam. Jesse here. How's things, mate?
Hey, Jess. How's things?
Yeah, doing pretty well. With the WA Blues, can you give us a rundown on who our sponsors are and what they do?
Yeah, so, look, it's one of the initiatives that's come in over the last few years, and it's been a great initiative because it's just, it links, you know, we've managed, very lucky, so we've managed to score some good sponsors who, there's a real good synergy going on with the sponsors that we've got and what we do in the organisation. I mean, our major sponsor, Hyundai WA, the courtesy of their general regional manager for WA, he's a guy called Michael Berroff, died in the War Blues Aga, and happy to support us and give to the club. And, you know, there's a synergy there because it's Hyundai Australia are massive partners with the club, and so there's there's deals that Carlton members in particular can go and get with Hyundai to save thousands on a new car purchase. You know, Michael Berroff is behind us and trying to promote that stuff, and he gives other stuff. So, you know, he's supporting us for our end of season raffle, which we haven't announced yet, but we need to get up on the website. That's going to be, you know, he's giving away corporate box tickets, and he's offering to support with accommodation to a special event that we're looking at trying to announce soon for Carlton Sports to be able to go to. That's an official Carlton event. We've got Allmark, so we've got a couple of platinum sponsors. We've got Allmark, a guy called Scott Wright, again. He's got his whole great family coming. His whole family works for the company. He's a great Carlton supporter, really, really good guy, easy to deal with. His business is amazing. He does all in-house manufacturing, all custom-made, you know, everything, like signs, badges, if you want. You know, we've had our committee gear, the polos and jackets and stuff like that done through him. He does, you know, awards and plaques and engraving. He's got laser etching machines. He's got an amazing business down there, and he's a really good guy, easy to deal with. Does all your graphic design support if you need it. Our other platinum sponsor, Master Picture Framing, Blair and Maria Buckingham, got a business out in Myree, and they do a fantastic job. So when I say, you know, synergy, we have Scott Wright does the parts that go on our on our gear that we raffle off each week. He does the parts that go inside the frame pictures. The club supports us by getting signed jumpers with certificates for authenticity. And then Blair and Maria do an amazing job of framing these things. Anyone who's come down to events before would have seen these and seen what a great job they do. We've got Barbro Butchers on board, now Rat Barbro. They're out in Greenwood. They've been there for years, and anybody who's ever got meat from there, they're a very highly rated butcher. He gives us meat packs that we put into raffles at the event. So anyone who hasn't been down to events before can now see there's quite good raffles we have down on the day, so get down there, please. Got Tech Fighter, Andy Jones, who's the next committee member, and another side in the wall blue bagger, does web design. So Tech Tiger does web design, the hosting support, all your digital marketing, social media, helps you with getting your search engines, you know, your search engine results pushed to the top of the page. Yeah, really good support, really good guy, easy to deal with. So Tech Tiger, look them up, reach out if you need anything. ITU Finance, Alton D'Souza's just come on board, another guy who comes down to a lot of our events, and really good guy, runs an independent finance group, really good reputation, and like I said, not a passionate blue bagger. Jump on his Facebook page or, you know, website and hook up with these guys. Those guys, they support us here, the WA Blues. We wouldn't be associated with them if they weren't all great people. So return the favour. If you guys need anything from any of those types of businesses, then get on and support those guys.
Briggsy, how do our listeners actually find out more information about the WA Blues? You've touched on our website, but are there other portals, social media sites that they can actually tap into to find out more information?
There are, Mel, and I wish I was more tech-savvy with some of this stuff, because we do need to, they do need to be updated a bit better. We are working on getting them more active, because we do actually have all the platforms covered. Like, you know, we've got the website, which Andy Jones there I mentioned before, if anyone wants to see what his work can be like. I mean, he did that just as our sponsor for nothing and did an amazing job. So jump on there if you want any examples of how good he is. But, you know, we've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Facebook's always really active. We need to get more active with the Twitter and the Instagram, but all of those pages are available and great ways to connect and reach out. You can send us messages to the WA Blues via Messenger if you need to. There's an email connection on the website, so if you need to get in contact, use those emails.
Mate, that's excellent, mate. Look, we better wrap it up there, mate. Thank you very much for sharing us your time this morning, because I know you're a busy man this morning. Also, too, thank you for letting our viewers and our listeners know what goes on and how the WA Blues were formed and how they can actually find us and look at when we got events on, etc., etc. I know we'll be having an event being organised very soon, and again, all your listeners out there, as Adam said, check out our social media pages, Facebook, our website, to see when our next event's on. And, mate, thank you very much. And as always, as we say, as we end on this show, mate, go Blues.
Go Baggers.
Yeah, go Blues.
Go Blues.
Go Blues.
Thank you, Adam.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
See you, mate. Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Well done. Yes, well said, mate. Thanks, Adam. Adam Briggs, WA Chairman of the WA Blues. Very informative. We just thought we'd let the listeners know what, how we stand, what we're for, where they can actually view us, and a bit of an insight into where you can look up and see where we have our functions, etc. A good chat. Anyway, Jesse,
yep.
The AFL Reserves, we had a win again.
Yeah, we did have
and we beat the Bombers again.
Yeah, it was
so, good. So give us a quick review on that, mate.
Yeah, so 2 from 2 for the day, which is... Pretty good. Reserves, besides that, I think it was a 1-point loss in the first round. They have played some really good football, and as we know, if you're playing good football in the reserves and have a good reserve side, it normally starts to flow through into the seniors as well, get that winning culture going. Ben Crocker, from he's in the reserve side, but not a Carlton-listed yep. player. His form's been, throughout the whole pre-season and season's been very good.
Do you think someone will look at him in the mid-season draft?
Potentially
us. Two clubs.
Potentially us. I think he's in the system, he's training with us and stuff. He's amongst the club, in what I mean by that. So I think if you learn, got someone who's playing the system, playing that role, we have had a tall in Marchbank go out, so he could possibly fill just a void or a role, and who knows, he might get an opportunity.
Fair enough.
If he does yep. then yep. good luck to him. Matthew Kennedy only played a quarter and a half of football. He had 16 disposals in that quarter and a half. I heard he got told to pack his bags and head down to the G because of Harry being...
Oh, that's right.
A bit under the weather. Maybe a gastro or something, yep. I think was said. So, unfortunately, he couldn't put in a real good game to get himself...
Yep.
Cement himself and push himself into the side. Nick Newman, Tom DeConning, we mentioned it before, great to see them back on the field. I think DeConning had 31 hit-outs, a goal. Looks lively. He's got that sort of flair about him. Newman, he'll be really good. I think he probably might need another week in the reserves just to get some continuity together.
Right, what, 23 disposals, was it?
Yeah, 23. Yeah. So great first hit-out for him. He brings a bit of leadership quality. And even... I've heard Lockie O'Brien's last couple of weeks in the reserves have been really good, and I've heard his actual on-field leadership has been a big noticeable thing. He's quite chatty around the stoppages, telling people where to go. So looking at as a whole, I think that's really good signs for Lockie and also the side as well. Will Satterfield had a bit of a better performance again. So all in all, for the reserves, they showed a very dominant second half and second. I think we just seemed to play in a fashion which then went and represented the way we played later on in the afternoon, and walked away with a 49-point win.
And the good thing is we beat the Bombers in the reserves, and then we come up and beat them in the seniors. That was the best thing. So thanks for that, Jesse. All right. Time once again to go for a break with a few words from our sponsors. But when we return, we throw an Erin elbow straight into our regular segment, The Shirt Front, live with the one and only David the Hyphen Reece Jones. Go Blues.
Your WA Blues are the official Western Australia supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one to watch live games of the mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, but most importantly, watching the mighty Blues play live. For more information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues! If it's your first home, or if it's time to renovate, refinance or invest, ICU Finance Group is here to help make it happen in residential and commercial finance. Alton D'Souza, the sole director, is someone who shops around for the best loan features that are suitable to your individual circumstances. He will manage the process from start to finish. For every loan, Alton will donate $500 to Carlton Respects. Call Alton D'Souza now on 0407 998 768 ACL 441658. We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialist in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark, engrave, print, identify, Charles Street, North Perth.
When you want the highest quality meat with friendly service and value for money, only one name should come to mind. Barbaro Butchers. It's a name renowned in WA and across Australia since 1987. Their high standards, premium products and impeccable service is what sets Barbaro Butchers ahead of the rest. Delivering the highest quality cuts of beef, pork, lamb and chicken, they can even provide catering packages to suit your needs. Drop in and see Raff and the team at 120 Cockman Road in Greenwood or call 9247 4244. Barbaro Butchers, proud supporter of Breakfast with the Blues.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back. You're listening to Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by the WA Blues. It's time now to give a very warm welcome to our great mate here on Breakfast with the Blues, 1987 Norm Smith medalist and premiership hero, David Rees-Jones. Good morning, David, and welcome to Breakfast with the Blues.
Good morning, guys. Always good after coming off a win, and especially a win against Essendon, too. Yes. So makes it all the more special.
You're right. As Malcolm said, they're all up and about in here, mate. But just a quick one, just before I hand the panel over to start asking some questions, mate. I just thought, mate, you just sound a little bit rusty, a little bit, I'm not sure, a little bit dusty or something. A big night last night at the Seaford Hotel, mate?
No, well, it wasn't big. I had to drive home, so too many. But I can tell you that a former skipper, former president of the, I think he was well oiled up even before the function. So,
he loves it, Steve.
Also, got to spend a little bit of time with my good friend Greg Williams, too.
Oh.
So.
How's that all go?
No, all good. No fisticuffs, so we both left unscathed. So, but it was a good night. Good night, and a good bunch of Carlton people there, so it's fantastic.
Good to hear.
That was good. Just on last week's game, Reece, you would have been happy with young Parks. I thought he wore that 26 with pride, and probably did a good couple of hard things that you'd be used to doing, tackling and everything else. I was very impressed with him.
Yeah, look, he's a good kid, and I think that, you know, to throw him fantastic because he'd been in good form, had a little bit of a niggle and needed a couple of weeks off, and that's a bit of a show of confidence there in the young fella, and he's a goer too, and what I liked is was, you know, the young fellas always Parks and these guys, you know, they did some important things at important times, and you know, it's not easy in a big match. A big crowd, and you know, Carlton Essendon's always going to bring a lot of emotion with it. So, for those guys to just do those little things, you know, that just, as I've said over the last few weeks, the 1%ers, the little things just make a huge difference. And always that tackle in the last quarter, you know, was fantastic. And also Parksy's he's just a dead set goer. So, very proud having a young bloke like that in the 26 jumper, and I think there'll be another name on the locker underneath me, which has taken a long time.
Hope so.
Morning, Hyfe. Mel here. I'm just going to touch on David Teague's pre-game presser that he had during the week, and he says that we are prepared and we want to prove that we're a legitimate finals contender. We beat the Bulldogs last year in round 6 by 52 points. With the Dogs in the current form that they are, going down to Richmond last week, do you think they're going to come and they're either going to be shell-shocked or they're going to come at us? What they're going to have something to prove. Do you think we're going to be able to stand up to their pressure that they've been playing in the first few rounds of the season?
Yeah, I think that's a real key. I think last year they were in a lot better. They weren't as in good a form as what they've been this year, but I think they'll take a lot out of the Richmond game last week. The Bulldogs, sorry, started well, but Richmond were able to really put the heat on them, and Bontempelli went right out of the game, and he's a key to him. He is a real key to him. So if we can shut him down as Richmond did last week, and just put the pressure on him and keep coming at him. I think Richmond showed last week, you know, that's the formula to beat the Doggies.
Morning, Hyfe. It's Jess here. How's things?
Good, mate. All good.
Oh, that's good. Would you throw Ed Curto with a tag this week? Would you tag maybe a McRae or possibly an Adam Treloar? They've both been pretty prolific on the outside.
McRae would be the one for me. McRae is he's a gun player and his disposal is so good. He sets them up so well. So he'd be the go-to man for Ed Curnow for me. And let's hope he can do the job because, I think he's a little bit maligned at times, Ed, and you don't see that hard work that he's doing, week in, week out. It's just he's a phenomenal player, and I think that's why, he's always up there in the best and fairest every year because the coaches understand the role he's playing and what he needs to do there. So it's, all good.
David, your namesake, David Cunningham, how good was it to see him last week with a bit of dash and some precision passing? It was good to see him back.
Yeah, look, he's a very skillful player and he's one of those players I've been talking about who's in and out of the team all the time. There's basically a revolving door for some of these players and I'd like to see, kids like Cunningham and that stay in the team, have 3 or 4 weeks so they can really acclimatise and feel part of it. And I think that's how we're going to get the best out of him. I was very impressed, watching him very early days when he come across. He's very well balanced. He's a smooth mover, and I think in a better team, he'd be a real star.
Yeah, totally agree with you.
One thing that was looked good and we felt for last week was young Paddy Dow, just started to get to show a bit with some run and ball movement, then gets whacked in the eye and taken out. But on the reverse side of that, it was good to see Petrescu Seaton play in the middle. And he looks so much better in the middle than what he does down half back.
Yeah, I don't think he likes playing in the back line, to be honest, and I don't think it suits him either. He's not that desperate, aggressive type of player that you need, playing in that back line. He's very skillful and looks fantastic. The only thing I worry about him, his ball kicking is so slow. It takes ages to get to to one of our teammates. It's an interesting one. I just, every time he gets a ball, the kicks look fantastic. He looks well balanced and everything. But it's just so slow getting there. So I think he needs to really have a bit more penetration with his kicks too when he is kicking to a teammate and not giving the opposition any chance of spoiling or getting there and intercepting.
Just touching on Harry McKay, he kicked another 4 last week. I saw something just pop up on the socials during the week. Carlton's leading goal kicker since 2014. And Harry's already at this year got 26 goals. Our leading goal kickers for the year since 2014, we had Jared Waite on 29, Andreas Everett, on 31, Matthew Wright, 22, Levi Casboy, 34, Charlie Curnow, 34, and then we had Harry for the last 2019 and 2020 on 26 for the year and 21 last year, and he's already on 26. The sky's the limit for this bloke.
You only got to look at the scoring power now and you look at the Geelong forwards last night and they were able to all, bang the scoreboard. So I think that again, the new rules have helped a little bit, but also the coaches, I think, have accepted them playing a more attacking style of football. I mean, the defensive side's always the number one thing they're looking at, but I think all of them are looking at that rebound sort of football off half-back now and getting in India forwards one-on-one because hard to stop. And he even into that match underdone too, he had a bit of gastro during the week that weren't really too sure whether he was going to play or not. So, terrific effort. But when you're that big, at the end of the game, you don't get any smaller.
No.
So he puts his arms up there. It's harder for the blokes jumping. They're not jumping as high towards the end of the game, and it makes it very difficult. We saw it last week with, the jumper grabbing and that type of thing that opposition, they just have to do. They've got no choice because he's such a big, imposing figure down there. And this year will be the springboard for Harry McKay's career, really. I think we've always known he's going to be a star sort of thing, and it's a bit of a shame that he hasn't got Charlie Curnow down there with him at the moment. But, you know, because that was a few years back, that was what we were looking at as our, you know, the forward structure was going to be really around those two. But, yeah, he's taking it all on at the moment and they're doing a fantastic job.
David, last week you talked about them holding Carrie's jumper. I'm going to talk about a bit of... It was good to see the boys actually show a bit of passion and a bit of fight. Even though there was jumper punches thrown by McGovern, he actually looked okay until he did his hamstring right at the end. But they actually looked like they played with a bit of passion and the will and the want to win, because there was that good tackling and, you know, they played as a team and as a unit that I think from the first time this year. What are your thoughts on that one?
I've seen that twice this year. I saw it against Fremantle and I saw it again on the last weekend, but both had very young teams. And if we're going to be bully boys, we're going to be bully boys against the big ones too. So, you know, that's my fear, you know, that it's all right to come out and bully these younger teams and try and impose something there. But you got to do it against, you know, the older, tougher, you know, more experienced sides as well, and we'll get an opportunity to see whether they're going to do that. You know, whether they're going to bring that attitude and that aggression out this week, because a lot of premiership players from the Bulldogs, you know, from a few years back. So let's see it this week. But I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't like it when they, you know, when they'll pick and choose when they're going to be aggressive and start, you know, pushing people around. And I'd like to see them do it week in, week out, to be honest.
Yeah.
Hi, Jonesy's 150th this weekend. What have you made of his season so far, and his, maybe a little bit about his Carlton journey as well?
Yeah, look, I've watched him over the years. I was, you know, doing the ABC commentary on the VFL over here, and when he was playing for the Doggies, and you know, I saw him play some outstanding games and just do, you know, some freakish things. And then they'd whack him up in the seniors, and you know, I think his problem was all above the shoulders. And you get players like that, they'll play a fantastic game, and then they'll think to themselves, I can't do that every week. What, you know, why have I played so well when I can't do that? You know, we're not realising that that's not the expectation. You know, you don't have to be that player. You just have to contribute in that. But putting him back to the back line was a master stroke. And you don't think as much back there because, you know, I mean, you've got an opponent and, you know, he's sort of more or less directing you more so than what you have to do yourself when you're playing forward or through the midfield. So I think, it was a great move to get him back. And I'm pretty sure he would have thought his career was nearly over. And to come back in the way he has, and just him and Wheaters back there have just been fantastic all year, and the cornerstone of our defence back there. So they've been, you know, terrific. Big job this week, Dave.
Oh, yes,
big tough
definitely.
Job this week. So they've got the big fella coming back too. So gives them another key down forward, which will be very hard to stop. But with Norton, Bruce, and English, and these guys, they're gonna have a tough job again this week.
Yeah, that's too true, mate. We have to make at least one change because of McGovern out, and there'd probably be a couple more. Is this the game where we think that Tom De Koning needs to come in, and we do need to drop a Casbolt, because Tom's reach and his athleticism is what we need at the moment, especially as you say, if English comes back in for the Dogs.
Yeah, look, I've got a feeling I'll bring Jack Silvani back in as that third forward. He's, you know, and look, he was doing a terrific job in that role, and I'd love to see De Koning in there in place of a big Levi at the moment, because Levi needs to go back and get some confidence. And, it's just not, you know, the marks aren't sticking, the little things just aren't working for him at the moment. So, you know, he and he's another one who's a real confidence player. When he's up and going, he's unbeatable. But when he's not, it's probably not near the standard of football, and that's where he is at the moment.
Yeah, totally agree, mate. Anyway, all right, mate, it's going to be a big test against the Dogs tomorrow with them coming off a loss. And as you said, let's see if we can stand up to a top-four team. Anyway, mate, once again, thank you as always for coming on the show. I know all the listeners here and all the listeners back in Melbourne as well really appreciate you giving up your time. We do all the time. So, and as always, mate, let's hope next week that we can come in and we're up as about as we are this week and we have a great win against the Dog. And as always, go Blues.
Go Blues.
Go Blues.
Blues.
That's it. That's it. As long as they have a go and we're proud of them. That's all we want to see.
Yep. All right, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Go Blues. Blues.
Thanks, Reese.
David Rhys-Jones.
Legend.
Always, yeah, legend. Always honest. Yes. Always, you know, upright. He just stays the way it is. But,
definitely. That's what you like about
as
him.
As you said, it's going to be a really tough game tomorrow. They're a top four team.
Yeah. They are.
This is a good test for us. Let's see where we are. I mean, as he said, we do bully the younger kids. Let's see up against a top four team. And they're the great team, the Doggies, at the minute. Mm. The way they play and the way they move the ball, if we're not on, and if we turn over as we did last week against Essendon, they will destroy us with the way they rebound. Anyway, Mel, now, just before we go, we just one thing. We're talking about contracts earlier on, and you mentioned something about Harry McKay. So what was that?
Well, Harry's contract is up for renewal, and there's a lot of talk that he's going to be discussing it in round 13, in the bye round, but there's already speculation that other clubs are willing to consider an $800,000 contract.
As you would for him.
As you would, as a massive, big, tall forward.
On following on from what Hyfe was saying, how crucial he, like how incredible he's been for us this year. Sorry, Craig.
I think he'll stay. Essendon threw the kitchen sink at him last year and was not interested. I think he's been through, like Cripper, tough times, and they're building something, and he wants to be part of it.
They're still waiting to see what the actual cap is going to be for next year.
So it's hard.
And everyone's saying it's but Cripper's not signing because of all this, that, and the other. I'm like, come on, guys.
Just trying to move the magnets around so we still can have a crack at the off-season
in the free agency and the trade period and
bring another big fish in because we want the best players to be playing at Carlton.
Totally agree. Well, we're going to end up in a minute, but first, it's Mother's Day tomorrow.
Yep.
So we're all going to give a shout-out there to all the mothers. Hope you have a lovely day tomorrow. Hope you get spoiled. Hope your sons and daughters look after you and take you out for a lovely lunch if they can or they lovely present. But first, Mel, you need to say a happy Mother's Day to your mother.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, Mum.
to my mum, Beryl in Warrnambool, Mum, happy birthday. Love you, miss you.
Happy birthday.
Happy Mother's Day. Oh, I had to make a mistake today.
Happy Mother's Day to my mum, Leanne. We're going out after this straight away. So you're doing the right thing
because tomorrow's the footy's off.
That's right. We're doing dinner tonight too, so we don't have to work. We miss the game tomorrow.
And a happy birthday to my mother in Melbourne.
Birthday as well.
Happy Craig, I look straight at you. Happy Mother's Day. Sorry, Mel.
You need to watch Mint.
Happy Mother's Day to my wife, Mint. Watch her in. Well done. Now she's an Aussie too. That's good. Anyway.
Vegemite lover.
Thanks for another great show, guys. Also, thanks always to our great mate, David Rhys-Jones. Special guest, WA Chairman Adam Briggs, which was quite informative.
He spoke well.
And did well. So keep...